There can be no peace without any justice. Well, this is a statement which is thought-provoking, and I will be telling you about the word justice today in this episode. But before that, let me welcome all of you to my podcast, and I hope you all are taking very good care of yourself and must be missing me. Well, to take care about justice, we do have Chief Justice of India. You must have heard the statement that serving the ordinary men is my priority. Serving the ordinary citizen is my priority. Who quoted this? After the swearing-in ceremony. Well, I will be telling you. I will be telling you many things, but let me ask you one question. What do you mean by the word justice? Have you ever seen justice in your life? Well, if someone will ask me about this word, I will say that justice must be justified. Yes. And if it is not justified, then obviously it will not be called as justice. Well, in today's episode, we will be talking about that person who took over as the 50th Chief Justice of India. Yes, dear, all I'm talking here about Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, who took oath when, you all know, and he took over as the 58th Chief Justice of India on November 9 in the year 2022. Well, to know about him is something we must do, and that is why I decided to share something about him. If you're not knowing much about him, well, he is the son of former Chief Justice Y.V. Chandrachud, who was in the position for a period of 7 years between 1978 to 1985, the longest tenure till date. Right? So, he was there to serve as its CGI. But do you know who can be CGI? Well, apart from being an Indian citizen, the person must be having falling qualities, falling qualifications to be the CGI. First, he must have been for at least 5 years a judge of a high court, or of two, or much, not much, or more courts in succession, or have been for at least 10 years an advocate of a high court, or two or more such courts in succession, or B, in the opinion of president, a distinguished jurist. Right. So I started this episode with a statement, which was the first statement to the media after the swearing ceremony of the Chief Justice Chandrachud. He said that serving the ordinary citizen is my priority. And he will continue to serve as a head of the Supreme Court for 2 years till November 10, 2024. Right. So let me tell you about him, about his education, with a BA with honors in economics degree from St. Stephen's College, New Delhi. Justice Chandrachud completed his LLB from the Campus Law Center, Delhi University. Right? He went to Harvard Law School to obtain his LLM degree and doctorate in juridical sciences. Justice Chandrachud was chosen by the India government to serve as the additional Solicitor General of India from the year 1998 to 2000. On March 29, 2000, he was first appointed as the judge of Bombay High Court. On May 13, 2016, he was appointed as Supreme Court judge. So now the most important thing about him, he has been a part of several landmark judgments, including the right to privacy, Ayodhya case, the Sabarimala case, and the provisions for the decriminalization of adultery. He came down strongly against the petitioners while dismissing a PIL seeking a probe into the death of Judge Brij Gopal Harikishan lawyer, who at the time was hearing the Sohrabuddin Sheikh fake encounter case, which allegedly involved present Home Minister Amit Shah. He was part of the three-judge bench that allowed a plea for the live streaming of proceedings in Supreme Court. He was also part of the bench that decriminalized Section 377 of IPC. So we can conclude in simple words that he is an early riser. Well, that is not a conclusion, but that is something, a fact about him, that he is an early riser and he gets up at 3:30 a.m. Yes, he is respected for his intellectual ability and is known to be cultured. Lawyers seem to like to appear before him. He's a judge with a liberal outlook, a quality that shines in his judgments, particularly when it comes to the issues concerning the rights of women and marginalized. So this was just a brief information about him. He has done many things, but I have tried to brief you about him. Well, we must understand one thing, that man's capacity for the justice makes democracy possible, but man's inclination to injustice makes democracy necessary. So to remove injustice in a society, we do have a CJI, who is really an extraordinary one, and we wish him a good luck for the future endeavors. Right. Stay connected with me to learn more. Till then, take a very good care of yourself and bye bye.